Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. Rob Parker FSR on the gram. We got Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLB Bro. Because you need to know. .com, MLBBro.com, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then a fun shop talk to wrap up hour number two of this Worship Wednesday. All right, Rob, let's go to the NBA.
On social media, why do you put your age on there, 68? I'm just trying to figure that out.
That's the year I was born.
Okay.
Yours would be 58, I know, but.
You wish. If it was 58, I look damn good. I don't care what you say.
What would that be?
If I was born at 58.
58 would be 21 plus 42, 63. For 63, you're all right for 63.
What you talking about? Are you kidding? I'm good for 57. All the young honeys, they see me and they're like, hey, how you? But normally
Rob
I do have.
Rob is sounding creepy, isn't he? Isn't he sounding creepy?
Oh, I'm Terry Bradshaw now, huh?
And my cheese was hot.
That's right. But normally when they do holler at me, I got singles hanging out of my pockets. That's what I'm just going to keep it real.
I've been out with Rob. We've been places hanging out together. And Rob does not look at women under,
what?
I say, 35. I'm serious, Rob. I spotted some women wanting to throw you a little rhythm. Maybe a little younger than you, and you just ain't, you know. You got no.
I'm like,
Am I wrong?
Nah, you're not totally wrong. That's my issue. You know, I got an issue, you know. My wife, though, when I got married, she was only 2 years younger than me. So I didn't marry like a younger wife. You know what I mean? But I was young then. So it's like a little different when you get older. And that's what's a tough spot for a lot of older women is that.
Right.
Their age are looking for younger women, and so the only men who want them are even older. Do you know? So
even
they're like
older
stuck.
Than them,
right?
Well, look, if my wife's actually 2 years older than me, of course, you know, we got together in college, but
right.
If something happened to my wife and I was going to get remarried, I probably marry a somewhat younger woman. But see, I wouldn't want somebody young enough where they wanted kids.
No.
Because I'm past
start
that
all
stage.
Over.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, but again, it don't matter. I'm
okay with driving my wife to college. You know what I'm saying? If I have to drop her off.
On that note, speaking of old. We got the L.A. Lakers making their season debut last night against the Golden State Warriors, and it was not pretty. All right, the Lakers were beaten 121-114, and look, I'm not going to use the word disturbing because, you know, it's game number one. Rob, you know, we've covered this league long enough where you don't overreact to one game. But I'll just say this. What was interesting was that Anthony Davis and LeBron James were outstanding. Outstanding.
They played great.
Yeah. Anthony Davis, Rob, 33 and 11. 11 boards, 33 points. Looking like we thought he'd look last year, right? Coming off that championship. Like, okay, this dude wants to be in the MVP conversation, right? LeBron, I've rarely seen LeBron shoot the basketball like that. Now, he cooled down a little as the game went on in the fourth quarter. Finished 5-for-11 from three, Rob. But he was on fire initially. And if he's going to shoot like that, then all bets are off. But he had 34 points. 11 rebounds, 5 assists.
They combined for 67, Chris. You take that any night.
And 22 boards, absolutely. And Steph Curry for the Warriors didn't shoot it well at all. 5 for 21, 2 of 8 for 3 from 3. 21 points. He had a triple-double. He played a good all-around
game. Right, but he just didn't shoot like he
– right, right. Exactly.
5 for 21 is a bad night.
He might have, what, six games like that this year, Rob. You know? And so
–
but the fact is, despite all of that, the Lakers still lost. And so, Rob, give me your reaction. I've been talking about it all day on different TV shows, but give me your reaction, and then I'll go into kind of my analysis of what went down. And a lot of it might revolve around Westbrook, if you want to go there.
I mean, this is what people talked about. Remember when they had the pushback from LeBron and from other Lakers and, you know, we know what we're doing. This will work out. And people were saying Westbrook's not a fit. And he was, what, minus 23 when he was out there?
I mean, minus 23 in 35 minutes.
In 35 minutes, minus 23. And I'm not.
You want his 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, right?
Yeah,
and four turnovers.
It just was like he didn't fit in, and there's a big adjustment period, Chris, that has to happen. He's used to having the ball, used to being that first or second option, and now, I mean, with LeBron and AD, you might be the fourth option. I mean, that's something that you got to get used to. He ain't Carmelo and 37. Who's happy to still be out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's in a different mindset. So that's got to be a little rough on him. But Charles Barkley said something that's true. Who's playing defense? I mean, that was another thing. They dominated the Lakers in the paint, the Warriors. And so you question. So a lot of the question marks I had going in, I saw. And now this team, and if you don't, you could poo-poo the preseason. They still haven't won a game. They haven't won a game yet. For whatever reason, and this is going to take some time to get together. And then this is the reason why I can't pick them out of the West, because I do believe there's a chemistry thing. They got to fit these pieces together. And then, Chris, the injury factor, which I'm not hoping on that anybody gets hurt, but this is what happens to older players. We see it all the time.
Right. Right.
And LeBron's been hurt 2 of his 3 years, and this guy's been an Iron Man his entire career, and he's been hurt 2 of the last 3 years in L.A. Anthony Davis has been hurt every year except for the bubble year when they didn't play for 4 months, right? So he always gets hurt. And then you got older players. So the red flags and the question marks are from day one, and they got a lot of improvement to do. And I think most teams coming in, Chris, to play the Lakers aren't going to be afraid of them. Like, not even with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis and LeBron got off, and they still won in L.A. Like, oh, okay. We see the formula.
Yeah. Let me first give some props to the Golden State Warriors, because they look good. And I know nobody expects much from them this year. We don't know what Klay Thompson's going to play like. He's not only coming off the Achilles, but the knee injury as well. So he's got a lot to bounce back
from.
It's
been 2 years. Like, that's a long time.
I personally think he's going to play well, but, you know, we have to see it. But they did a great job, Rob, of moving their players and the basketball. And so they looked really good. I think they're going to be good. I'm not saying they're going to win the West, but I think they're going to be better than people think. And this kid, Bielitsa, I don't know if you picked him up, Rob, but Bielitsa off the bench. Now, he's been in the league. He's not a spring chicken. He's 33 years old, been in Sacramento, been
I
in
want
Minnesota.
A Bielitsa
he's
pizza.
Been around.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a great little addition. He's a perfect fit for that lineup. He's 6'10", so he's big. He can kind of guard big men. But he's a nice little playmaker, can shoot it, got finesse game. So he was a good pickup for them. But they look good. Jordan Poole, the second-year player, he played really well for them and had 20 points. So they look good. The bottom line is the Warriors look good. But getting back to the Lakers, and Poole's a third-year player, I'm sorry, but he had a nice game. Getting back to the Lakers, I'm not going to overreact to one game, But last night, yeah, they couldn't do a lot of things. Like, they couldn't guard. For right. some reason, they started DeAndre Jordan. I get it, a lot of their players were injured. You know, Kendrick Nunn, Wayne Ellington, not household names by any stretch, but they went with DeAndre Jordan. And the fact is, Rob, they couldn't guard the much smaller Warriors on the perimeter. So the Warriors are running around, a lot of ball movement, player movement. They had 30 assists on 41 baskets, and the Lakers just couldn't stick with them. And the Lakers led it for most of the first three quarters. The only reason they led, though, is because the Warriors were missing open shots. And then once they got hot in the fourth quarter, that's when they pulled away. They scored 38 points in the fourth. So the Lakers had trouble guarding. And if they go big, that I don't think they're going to be able to go big that much. But Anthony Davis is going to need to move to the five. LeBron, theoretically, to the four. I say theoretically because Russell Westbrook, Rob's only the point guard in name only. That's it. LeBron is still handling the ball more than anybody else, as he should, because you don't want Russell being the primary decision maker. But, Rob, to your point about Westbrook, he's going to be the third fiddle. And he is not – this is not a big three where they're all going to average over 20 points.
Right.
It's not going to be the Nets with Kyrie, Harden, and Durant, or the Warriors with KD, Steph, and Klay. I think Westbrook's numbers, they're going to be way down from what we're accustomed to seeing from him. I'm thinking 16, 17 points a game, which is fine. And he has to understand your legacy is secure. All right? The only thing you can do is add a championship. Heck, averaging a triple-double and not winning a ring wouldn't help his legacy one iota. Right. Averaging 16, 17 points, six assists, or maybe seven assists, six, seven rebounds, that would enhance your legacy a lot more than putting up the numbers you have in the past but not winning it. I think, Rob, they're announcing the top 75 players over the next few days in NBA history. I expect his name to be mentioned. I don't know if, you know, they came out with something today, but I don't know if he's been mentioned. But I expect him to be mentioned and listed on that list of top 75 players. So his legacy's secure. So he's got to not worry about that, Rob, and play the role. I think that's what he needs to do. You got to go. You have to run through LeBron and AD. And everybody else, Melo, Kent Bazemore, all these, Trevor Ariza, and Westbrook and the rest. You've got to play off of LeBron and AD. And that's what the challenge is going to be for Russell Westbrook, Rob, especially because he can't shoot. So I want to see staggered minutes. I want to see Russ with the second unit starting, but then staying on the floor with the second unit when LeBron's on the bench. And that's when Russ can be Russ. But with LeBron out there, it's going to have to be LeBron and AD's show. So we want to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did last night's performance by the LA Lakers give you concern about Russell Westbrook and how he will fit with them? Russell Westbrook and the Lakers, is it going to work? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stretch my hands to you.
Need some holy water up in here tonight.
Yeah, we do. All right. It is the Odd Couple. It's a Worship Wednesday, y'all. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, I'm watching this Philly-New Orleans game. Of course, the season opener for both teams. Now, no Zion Williamson, which certainly puts a damper on it. 19-11 Philly after 6 minutes. Joel Embiid is looking like a monster. 10 points, Rob. in 6 minutes. He had him in like 5 minutes. He's 2 for 2 from three.
I bet
he's bringing the ball up court. He's dribbling between his legs. I mean, it's like he looks good. It's early. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, but he looks good.
I picked Philly. I think it's -5.5 on that game. So.
Oh, you bet on Philly in this.
Yeah. I won last night, Chris. Hopefully I told you.
You get to keep your money.
Yeah, I bet on Philly. I bet on Chicago over Detroit, and I bet on Boston over the Knicks.
You really getting into this thing, man.
A little bit. Chris is worried about me.
I'm just, every day is like, I got some shekels, or I lost some shekels, or whatever.
Yeah, I know. You know what happened is, I just decided to, let me try my hand at it.
You've been bitten. You've been bitten.
Yeah, I've been bitten. I want to try it.
All right, just be careful. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Will Russell Westbrook and the Lakers work? You saw it last night. It didn't work last night. What's your projection?
I just don't want them to take the Louis Vuitton out of my car, but as long as that's good, we'll be all right. Matthew in Winnipeg, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matthew?
Quickly, Rob, the reason your Lions stink, stop looking at Dan Campbell. Start looking at the quarterback. He stinks. I'm talking about Jared Goff. Anyway,
he hasn't played well. But
they're
calling for his head.
There's a group of people in Detroit calling for him to
there's
be.
There's no
benched.
Doubt, but he hasn't played well.
He can't throw a receiver open. Period.
Okay, but he made the Pro Bowl
y'all
twice.
Y'all should have known that. Y'all should have watched that.
All right, what you got?
Stop it with this Russ slander. I'm coming back. Okay, you net apologists take one game and Russ stinks. Russ isn't good. He can't shoot. Okay, it's going to take some time.
Well, hold on. For keep him on the line. First of all, nobody said he stinks. We actually just said he's going to be a top 75 player of all time.
Right.
But I did say he can't shoot. He can't shoot. No, you denying can't. That?
I'm not denying that he's not the best shooter, okay?
Oh,
and they don't respect the
can
shot.
Can he physically take a jump shot? Sure.
Sure he can.
All right,
yes.
He's an NBA player. Yeah, he can do that. But come on, relatively speaking –
He's not a good shooter in the NBA. Right.
Okay, give it a couple games of battle testing. They need to figure out where he fits in a la THT in the lineup. Is THT more priority than him? I don't know, personally. But
he shouldn't
I think it's
be.
Fine. I understand he shouldn't be. But looking at the skill sets, you know, it's about
THT
winning. It's not about
can't
making players happy.
THT can't shoot.
Not often, but when it matters, you know, he pulls up a few threes here and there. He rips them off. The point is, stop with the rust. Give it some time and let it breathe, please.
Okay, you know, the only problem
he's all
is.
Over the place.
Yeah, and the other problem is, because I've been hearing this, Chris, from some people on social media, it's only one game. We're not going to wait for the whole season to play out and then talk about what happened. We talk about it as it goes along. What part don't you get?
We didn't make proclamations.
We're just talking about what we saw.
We just started talking about last night. And for the record, THT shot 28% from three last year.
Yeah, okay.
Worse than Russ. So
Hall
stop
of Fame.
It with the big shots.
Okay. Tim in Ontario, California, not Canada. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Odd Couple. I've been waiting so long to talk about this. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, thank you.
This is going to be great. Listen, it's not going to work out. We talked about this previously. It's funny because an older team is trying to do what the young guys should be doing, right? Running faster pace, and it just seems like they're trying to be fast and trying to be exciting right off the bat instead of just trying to slow down the game and get it to work. Just so they could show face and hey, we're proving people wrong and we're going to start DeAndre Jordan. It's like, are you trying to prove people wrong or trying to win? And it's so funny. It just
looks
so bad.
Yeah, they played at a very fast pace yesterday. You're right about that. And it wasn't Russ, just Russ. They just got pushed the ball up and down the court. But obviously it didn't pay dividends for him. And you're right. And Rob, Kerry Kittles tells us this every time he comes on, former NBA player. The pace at which these guys play nowadays and the amount of space you need to cover defensively nowadays, it can wear you down. And those guys are older and they're bigger on the Lakers, and they got to be careful about that. All right, we got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is foul or fair. The Acapulco Fox Sports Radio segment. We go around the baseball diamond to discuss all of the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we got to bring in a real star, not that guy, Rob Parker. My man, J.R. Gamble. What's up, J.R.?
What's up, fellas? Back again with the Odd Couple playoff baseball with the two greatest on radio.
Man.
My man, keep it coming.
That's right. Love it.
By
good
the way,
to have you on, bro.
Braves just hit another solo shot. 2-0 Atlanta.
Did they?
Rough start for the Doyers.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be another one. And last night, I don't know if you saw this when watching the game, they had a shot when the Braves were up 5-2 and the Dodgers' bats were quiet. They had a shot of people leaving the stadium, you know, in their cars, like driving out. And it'll be interesting to see. Ain't nobody
people,
going nowhere
you would
tonight.
Think people would learn.
Right, you can't leave a ball game. You just can't. You can't leave.
Right.
All right.
All right, let's get to it, guys. Story number one. Yankees GM Brian Cashman says the club will address the shortstop position this winter, and two of the game's best, Dodgers' Corey Seager, Astros' Carlos Correa, are expected to be available. JR, foul or fair to say the Yankees should be able to get one of those two?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
We're talking about the Yankees here. If the Yankees want those guys, we all know they have the resources and the pockets to get them. Carlos Correa would be the perfect addition to New York, in my opinion. The five boroughs, they love their Hispanic superstars, and Correa has a winning track record. He has star quality that fits perfectly in pinstripes. It really depends on whether or not he wants to go there, and you know he's going to overcharge the Yankees. But getting a shortstop won't solve their playoff problems. They need starting pitching, but they definitely can afford to get Seager or Correa.
I say it is fair.
It's a fair ball.
The Yankees payroll is $100 million less than the Dodgers. They've been pinching pennies of late and not going all out, and that's why they always seem to be a little bit short. So I think, yes, they could add a starting pitcher and a shortstop, and Correa would be my choice out of these two guys. So, yes, the Yankees can do this.
I'm going to say that it is fair.
It's a fair ball.
Now, I'm not guaranteed they get one of them because, obviously, I think they're a big part of both of their team's plans and their team spend money. But like Rob said, the Dodgers have already spent a lot. So are they going to be able to break the bank for Seager as good as he is? And so if the Yankees want to, they can outbid him. It's just as simple as that. So that's why it's fair.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Eduardo Rodriguez. Speaking of Carlos Correa, he mimicked Carlos Correa. He had a little watch tap celebration during game three of the Red Sox win over the Astros. Now, manager Alex Cora wasn't too happy about it, but Correa himself said he thought it was pretty cool. JR, foul or fair to say that Major League Baseball should embrace that kind of behavior?
What time is it? Gambler time. That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
The game itself was awesome. The Houston's Michael Brantley breaking it open in the ninth and keeping Dusty Baker's championship hopes alive. But all I saw on social media, fellas, was the watch cap celebration. And Correa and the Boston fan who mocked his watch cap celebration. And the pitcher who mocked his watch cap. So baseball doesn't leave us with much juicy stuff to feed the casual social media mill. But that did it. So, of course, embrace it.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, yeah, the hardcore fans just love the baseball. And I don't think this will offend most of the hardcore fans. Some of them, the purists, they'll be upset. But they're the older ones. The younger fans, certainly the casual fans, they love this. And, Rob, it's unfortunate that it's kind of like this, but that's the kind of stuff that people want to talk about on shows, radio shows, TV shows, is that kind of swagger, that kind of back and forth. And I got to be honest, and I don't have any issues with Alex Cora, But the fact that you were down with cheating, you didn't stand up against that.
Right.
But yet you're going to stand up against some little harmless, you know, gamesmanship. Come on, man. That looked very bad for him.
Chris, I'm with you. Fair. I agree.
It's a fair
call. And that's spot on. You know what I mean? Like, you turned the other way. You knew what was going on in Houston. And you acted as if that was okay, but you got your panties in a bunch over
right.
this. But this is cool. I'm with as long. Hey, have fun out there. It's a game. That's why we love Tatis Jr. and his swag. And you know what he right. did to the Padres games with the big gold chain, and you know, and all the fun and antics in the dugout. There's nothing wrong with it. Just right. have fun. It's a game. I love it.
I thought we'd make it through a show without a Tatis reference. I was wrong.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking.
Well, you
that's hey. Foul. That's foul. Yeah,
that is a foul ball.
What? Did I bring up Tatis? I'm sorry.
Rob right. got a man crush on Tatis.
Here we go. Last
he
one.
He needs a cigarette.
Fowler. Did I do that?
J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro here with the Odd Couple. Last one. Former Dodgers Kike Hernandez and Jock Peterson have been swinging the bat very well so far during this postseason. Now, as you guys know, Los Angeles let them both go in free agency because they wanted to open up more playing time for youngsters like Gavin Lux, who had a critical error.
Oh, that
yesterday.
Was a bad error. Oh, God.
JR, foul or fair to say the Dodgers would have been better off keeping the two guys they let go?
Ah.
That is a foul ball.
Wow.
No way. Younger players who could do the same thing are cheaper and easier to control, first of all. Secondly, you know, Jock Peterson's having a nice playoff, but he was pretty much done. Kike has his deficiencies when you watch him over a full season. I think Gavin Lux is a beast and definitely on the way up, and the Dodgers have enough high-quality veterans to infuse with the youth, and that's what makes a perfect team anyway. Too many high-priced vets never works.
I'm going to say fair.
That is – it's a fair ball.
I get the going younger and cheaper and interchangeable players, but if they would have lost that game yesterday, it would have been because they put Gavin Lux,
right.
who's a second baseman, out in center field, and he shouldn't be out there. Like, you're trying to be cute and move everybody around and think everybody's interchangeable. It could have cost you the game and the series yesterday instead of putting out guys who are out there. And the Dodgers apparently don't care about money. Like I said, they got the highest payroll in baseball by far. So all of a sudden they're counting pennies or counting – I thought they're trying to win championships. Those two guys, veteran guys, their team would be better than they are now, even better.
I'm with Rob. This is fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, look, you mentioned the regular season. The Dodgers don't care about that. I mean, whether those guys produced or not, they were going to be great in the regular season and get into the playoffs. Now is when you need guys that, you know, have been there, are cold-blooded, and can handle the moment. I mean, that is what this is about. It's about winning this World Series for the Dodgers, and I do think they'd have a better chance of doing that with the veterans than they do with the young kid Lux. I mean, we saw last night what he did. So that's yep. fair.
And that is
right.
Fowler fair.
We only got, you were pretty good
weeks,
on two
man.
Of them.
Yeah, two out of three ain't bad. You're all right, Jay.
That's better than you usually do.
I'm getting better, fellas.
Hey,
that is
great
our man, J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro.
Because you need to know.
Great stuff as always, brother.
All right, peace, y'all. Thanks.
All right, my man. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, folks. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's story is a doozy. Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
A New York woman has filed a lawsuit against Kellogg's because she says that the strawberry Pop-Tarts are underfilled. Here's part of her lawsuit, okay?
Oh, gosh.
She's saying that the pear and apple Pop-Tarts are heavier than the strawberry ones, which she then insists proves that there's not enough strawberries in the Pop-Tart to provide the nutritional benefits that they promise, let alone the strawberry taste that she's looking for. She is seeking over $5 million in damages for this one, fellas. Here's the question. If you're on that jury, are you ruling in favor of the plaintiff and then lowballing her on the strawberry Pop-Tarts?
And then lowballing her?
Well, she's not getting enough strawberries. That's the crux of her argument. They're not filling them to capacity like she should be.
Well,
this sounds like something Rob would do.
Yes.
That should be one of your what's my beefs. I'm surprised we haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, no, I get what she's saying. Like, what's the criteria? How come, like, there's a lot of apple filling or whatever to a certain weight, and yet strawberry is lower?
Is that true, Rob? Do you know that? Like, have you... that true?
I have no idea.
That there is more in the pear and apple? I ain't never even seen pear and apples.
Well, the way it's marketed on the box, it's... They're 3.3 ounces, 96 gram pouches.
Well, then that they have to weigh to measure up.
For all of them. They're supposed to be all the same.
And if they're not, then they're going to have a problem, and she is going to win this case because it's like, Chris, it's like you going to the butcher shop and the guy putting his thumb on the scale while he's doing, you know, weighing your meat. You know what I'm saying? And he makes it a little heavier. I'm talking about your steak.
Rob, what are you doing, my guy?
We're on delay. I hope that was erased. Like Lillian,
what?
No, but I don't see how. Rob, come on. There's no way she can win this case. Or if she might win it,
but she's not gonna get $5 million. Right?
Right. You're getting $5, $10, $50, whatever.
Not $5 million. They don't have to give you what they offer you, Chris.
And maybe it was just one box. Maybe it was just one box of strawberry Pop-Tarts,
well,
right?
But what they could do is they could take the boxes off the shelf, weigh them to see if there's that it's not consistent. If you mark on the package what it's supposed to be, it has to be consistent. Otherwise, there could be consumer fraud. Yes.
She better not win this. Because first of all, I'm offended that you're eating Pop-Tarts for nutritional value. I love Pop-Tarts. I mean, I haven't had one in a long time, but Pop-Tarts are great.
I never had one.
Really?
Never in my life.
Oh, you haven't lived, Rob. Pop-Tarts are delicious.
Never. I'm not even lying.
Delicious and nutritious.
Are you
serious?
Well,
supposedly nutritious. I can't believe they're nutritious.
Alex?
Yeah, that last part, CB, don't trust that.
But Alex, right before you turned vegan, didn't you?
Oh, see, I'll tell you this, bro. The brown sugar ones, I would buy a whole box of them, see, and I'd be gaming late at night, and I'd wolf six of them in a sitting. No joke.
You guys disgust.
Are delicious,
oh
Rob.
My God, I mean, Rob!
You need to get on that,
yeah,
Rob.
I've never had Pop Tarts. I was an apple turnover guy. I don't want like some fake cakey stuff with phony cream filling or whatever they got in there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's definitely
it's not healthy. I'll say that.
Right,
it's not healthy.
But that's my thing. Just she's talking about nutritional value. Stop it.
Well, you know what's funny is like this is surprising to you. See, I side with the lady for this is the fact that not only do I believe a lot of the products that are used in a lot of our food now is that's a whole nother shop talk. But if they're stating something or selling something based on a certain standard, if Rob Parker goes into El Pollo Loco and throws hell over 8 cents increase on a cup, I think this lady is extremely validated in her argument because, bro, it's like I'm paying for the strawberry inside the Pop-Tart.
Yes,
like,
and you can't cheat
you
me
guys,
on
I
that.
I can't like make this up. I bought some from my mom not too long ago, and it was like the cinnamon one or something like that, and all of the inside of it was pushed to the bottom of the Pop-Tart, and it was barely filled. It was just like a pastry. I feel like I should reach out and get a couple cut too, you know? Like, jeez.
It could be a class action suit.
I'm saying.
With you, Alex.
I'm fine with all that. Just don't expect $5 million.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
It's for time lost.
I'll give you $50.
That's over the top, right? You never know. There could be some angry jurors who will just be like, "Yeah, let's stick it to the big companies." That's what people hope for.
Well, you also got to consider that if this is really true that they've been shortchanging the strawberry flavors for this long, you're not suing because you deserve the $5 million. You're suing because they've made millions upon millions of dollars
and they've been dishonest
by defrauding the consumer.
Yep. So Rob G, you're with her too. I can just look at you and tell you a big Pop-Tart guy.
Give me some diabetes.
Give me some diabetes. Don't put that in the atmosphere.
That's what she should be suing. It's diabetes in a box. I'm suing for that. Don't be suing for the weight. I mean, come on. No, I'm sorry. And I like your gumption, but no.
You gotta have. It's gotta be consistent. When it says a 12-ounce can, you can't put 9 ounces of soda in the can, right? Otherwise, you're cheating me.
The big question is this: you slacking? Because why haven't you done this on the What's My Beef?
No, that's a good one. We're in hiatus right now. So What's My Beef is on hiatus.
That means you've run out of ideas.
No, that ain't it. It's just that, you know, I've been going, you did run out of ideas.
That's all there is to it. You can only go to Ross so many times.
Yeah, I guess. I went to that well plenty of times. I should be doing commercials for Ross or TJ Maxx. I keep thinking about that. I want to pitch like a social media commercial about me going into these stores and finding deals, you know, to push people in there, like the younger people who don't even know about those stores. No?
Well, you can get deals in those stores. You know, there's no doubt about it.
Does your wife, Chris, is she a Ross? I mean, your wife's a doctor. She's bougie. She's got money. You know, is she going to places like
that? Yeah, when I was in high school, I would hit TJ Maxx and Value City and all that stuff.
40 years ago.
High school, but
not anymore. Now he pays people to watch his car.
If it wasn't
Clear America by this segment, Chris is not a man of the people.
Exactly.
I'm a man of the people. I'm in the hood.
I'm supporting Kellogg's, and also I refuse to go to Baller Basement shows.
No, I have clothes from like a couple summer shirts and shorts, maybe from TJ Maxx, Burlington. It's true. You can get, because they have name brand stuff in there, Rob.
They do.
As you've done on What's My Beef. So, yeah, you wouldn't know it's from there. But, yeah, I'm not against that. I'm not. We got an hour left. It's the Odd Couple. Lock it!